Tennessee could be failing to prevent school children from being exposed to dangerous levels of lead. That's according to a National Environmental Group's review of how well states are addressing lead in drinking water. They say the state's limit is too high. WPLN's Shalina Chetlani reports.
A state law that went into effect this year requires schools to stop its water service if there's 20 or more parts per billion of lead. That might not seem like much, but pediatricians recommend no more than one part per billion. That's because kids are small and their brains are still developing. Even a little lead can have an impact. So Tennessee was given a failing grade, says John Rumpler, co-author of the report.
Tennessee, while it does require testing and it does require shutting off of the fountains, it doesn't actually require schools to replace the fountains, replace the faucets, put on filters.
But Tennessee's law does align with federal recommendations on lead. It also requires school boards to develop an official plan to test. Metro Nashville Public Schools started doing this in 2016, before there was a state law. It now retrofits or removes fixtures that test above 5 parts per billion. But most school districts have never tested for lead at all. For WPLN News, I'm Shalina Chetlani.